You're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV. We have a fantastic show for you. We're doing it the easy way, baby, and we're giving you the easy way to success. Are you ready to ride with your host, Eric Zuli? Check out his blog at HollywoodGetGuy.com and follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli. Here he is, the hardest working man in Hollywood, Eric E. Z. Zuli.
Good morning, everybody. Well, you probably couldn't hear me because I wasn't clicking the right correct thing there. Good morning, everybody. Happy New Year 2015. You are listening to Easy Talk Live on Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks, only on Blog Talk Radio Network. I'm proud to announce that before the end of the year, we hit over 550,000 listeners. That's over 500,000 listeners within a year. Not bad for podcasts. Shout out to everybody that listens to our shows and enjoys it and appreciates what we do. We are the easy way. We are your corporate key to the skeleton key to corporate Hollywood, and we help connect you to what you're really trying to get connected to, whether it be stars, philanthropists, investors, PRs, whatever it is. We're doing a lot of amazing events. We do a lot of things. And you can download our application, my application, at E-R-I-C. It's E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y. Search it on your iPhone or your Android, tablet, phones, whatever. It don't matter. Man, today's going to be an amazing show. We got some amazing guests that are supposed to be calling in. And today's show is a recap of the Peace Fun Games, which was held at Camp Pendleton in 2014. Compliments to my good friend Adrian Paul, the star of Highlander. He's the founder of the Peace Fund Games, the Peace Fund Poker, Peace Fund itself, which is an organization that goes all over the world helping kids and youth-based nonprofits. It's really amazing. Check them out, Peace Fund, thepeacefund.org or thepeacefundgames.org. I had a blast hosting that last year. We have a lot of amazing content that we're going to be putting out for you guys, and it was so cool. We had over 35 to 40 celebrities shooting each other with paintballs, and then the public, the community got involved, and you guys, the listeners, you, the fans, you, the audience, were able to interact and actually be a part of the situation. And every time that you donated, you would actually help out one of the players playing in the games, and your donations is incredible because those donations are going to go to incredible situations. I will vouch for the Peace Fund. They're amazing in what they do and where they put the money and what they're doing. And 2015 is just going to be amazing. We're already set. We're already prepping for the 2015 Peace Fund Games. If you want to get involved, all you need to do is go to thepeacefundgames.org. And it's one of the more amazing events that I've been involved in. And we're going to recap today and talk to a couple of our celebrity players that was involved in the games. And we have Dalal, who's supposed to be calling in, and as well as Emmy, which were two players. And it was the blue team versus the red team. Blue team was us. Red team was them, and we ended up victorious at the end. If you want to know more information, you go to thepeacefundgames.org, and you can always go to our fans page, Easy Way Broadcasting, on Facebook, and we are posting we've already posted a ton of interviews and pictures and stuff, but we're going to be putting together a pretty cool little situation this year on exactly what went down with the Peace Fund, the Peace Fund Games, and all that. So we're going to go a quick commercial break. You're listening to Easy Talk Live on Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks. And we do it the easy way.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information, on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Innovation, philanthropy, consciousness, and commerce collide with Hollywood at the 2015 Ascent Expo at the Los Angeles Convention Center on February 27th through March 1st. Get your company, product, idea, or cause exposed at this historic event, featuring beauty, fashion, art, and music on an enormous center stage with 50 electrifying performances, tens of thousands of people, and a star-studded red carpet. Experience an overwhelming flow of potential customers, clients, business partners, collaborators, and investors. Prime exhibitor space and sponsorships are selling fast. Visit AscentExpo.com. That's AscentExpo.com.
Finally, something to look forward to on Monday morning. I'm Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and I've teamed up with Easy's dad, Jim Zuli, to rock your world on Baby Boomers Live. That's right, every Monday morning at 10 a.m., we will be discussing all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. So, tune in to EasyWayBroadcasting.com on BlogTalkRadio.com to see what Jim and I are up to. Your Mondays will never be the same.
All right, guys, we are back. Easy Talk Live, that's what you're listening to on Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks. I made a mistake. I can't believe I always get these two girls are so beautiful, I get them mixed up. The guest we have today is not Dalal. It's actually Eugenia Kuzminia, and she's here on the show with us today. Eugenia Kuzminia is an amazing model. She was one of the players on the Peace Fun Games. Eugenia, welcome to the show.
Hi, I'm so happy to hear you. Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year too, girl. You know, it was a pleasure playing with you for a great cause at the well, that didn't sound right. Playing with you, playing with you as a participant of a great cause of the Peace Fund Games at Camp Pendleton in San Diego, and you are amazing. I mean, there's so much to talk about. First of all, you're Russian, and you are friends with a good friend of mine of over 10 years, Sam Sarpong. You know, you guys
doing some amazing. Yeah, we worked on a few projects together. We actually worked on this big magazine, Elite Men, and we did a great shoot, which was inspired by Warhol. And, yeah, Sam is amazing. He's a great musician and great DJ. He's so multi-talented, so it was a pleasure to work with him.
He is amazing, and he's doing very, very amazing things, and my fans know about him because I've been blogging him for over 5 years, and I'm actually in his show, Life of an Entertainer. I thought you were going to be there. We were looking for you at the Elite Man Magazine event.
I know. I was working, yes. It wasn't, like, a good night, but I'm sure I talked to Sam before, and I'm sure you had an amazing evening.
It was great, and so thank you so much for your time and being on the show. And guys, we also have our other guests, which are two of the players that were actually on the Peace Fun Games. We got Emmy in the house. Emmy is an actor. He's working with people like Will Smith. I mean, he's doing it real big, and he's a philanthropist as well because he's an actor devoting his time. Both of them are actors devoting their time for a great cause, which was the Peace Fund Games. Emmy, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you guys doing? Happy New Year as well, everyone.
You sound like you're just waking up. You sound like you had a very fun night last night doing some New Year's Eve stuff. Talk to us.
Easy way.
Yes. Let's just say, yeah, you kind of just I had a fun night. Let's just say that.
Yeah, your vocal cords are struggling here on the show, but we'll try to get through it. But thank you so much for joining us. And so, guys, Eugenia Kuzminia and Emmy. What's your last name, Emmy?
Iquaker.
Iquaker. I can never pronounce it correctly, so I'll just let you do that. So, Emmy Iquaker and Eugenia Kuzminia. Emmy was on the blue team. Eugenia, you were on the red team, right?
I know. Yeah, we almost won. It was so much fun. It was one of the best days I ever had. And as a girl to be on all guys' team, it was a lot of fun. I had a lot of support, for sure.
I bet you did. That sounds like a girl being on all guys' team. And I'm sorry to say, Eugenia, but You lost.
I know.
Yeah.
Anything for a good cause. You know, I think it's such a great charity, and, you know, I'm really supportive of everybody. I think it was such a great effort from all the players and, you know, everybody else, the fans. And
I'm glad you said that, because there is, as far as I'm concerned, there is no losers in the Peace Fund Games. We got the trophy because, you know, we emerged victorious, but there's no losers, because what it is it's winning for amazing causes. And, you know, what you guys don't understand, some of you out there that may not know what paintball is, it hurts. I the next day, and I'm sure you guys as well, and we're going to talk about our war wounds. I had welts on my side. I had a welt on my booty. It's painful. It really is. So
sacrifice the body for a good cause. You know,
sacrifice
talking about
the body. Exactly. Yeah. And so let's talk about that. You know, I mean, you guys were actually in the games, and these paintballs are flying at your head 195 to 200 miles per hour and breaking on your skin. Let's talk about some of the war wounds you guys had when you woke up the next day.
I think for me, though, I set it up that I would get hurt, because I was wearing just a tank top the entire time. But I still actually have bruises still today, but that just means that that was supposed to happen because I wanted it to happen.
Yeah, you, man, I couldn't believe you were skin, ouch, pain. I had like 5 articles of clothing, but you and Ben, Ben, like Benward, what's his name from Disney?
Oh, no, Luke.
Luke Benward. Yeah, Luke. I always reverse that. Stop. Reverse. Luke, you and Luke Benward and Jordan. You guys were like the rebels, man. You guys were just like going after that flag like crazy, and you're like, get out of my way.
they got more excited. I think.
I think the thing that was also just really cool was we had 2 really cool pros that were playing with us. And they just mapped it out, and they helped us strategize. And we just started carrying that along with every single mission that we had, even when the pros left. I just remember that Luke told me that they played again like 2 weeks later, because we're like all addicted now. And he said it was like 15 against 15. And those 2, he said, took out all 15 of the other players on the other team. Just because of the advice that those 2 gave us.
It's funny that you said the addicting thing, because I got addicted too. You know, it is really fun. And me and the Reaper are actually going to be producing we're going to do some sort of recap thing or pre-event for the Peace Fund Games, or we're going to do something in Hollywood, and we're going to do kind of a regular thing. In fact, I've talked to some TV network producers and some people I know about really getting more involved in this. And I don't know if you guys know, but we recently this year launched a television channel. And so... So we are producing some things with this to really create something amazing out of it that people can interact with. And so Eugenia, talk to us about. I mean, you're a beautiful, fragile China doll that's normally doing amazing modeling and acting and whatever. And you're thrown into a paintball course, getting shot paintballs at your head. Talk to us.
Well, you know, I'm also a stand-up comedian, so it's kind of in my blood, you know, to get out there. So it was a lot of fun. I grew up in Russia, so I grew up around this kind of tough, you know, sports. I was always very competitive, and it was fun. I definitely was a distraction with my blonde hair, so I would run out first, and then everybody would shoot me, and the guys kind of, like, I mapped the way.
Yeah, so did you so talk to us about the Peace Fund Games. I think you guys they sent transportation for you guys. You stayed in a hotel. You actually stayed out there for like 2 days because it was a two-day thing. Talk to us about the behind the scenes and how much fun the transportation was. I know you guys didn't invite me. That was messed up. But you guys probably had a blast in the hotel. What happened after the first day?
I stayed just one day. I had to leave, unfortunately. I had to stay only one day, but maybe next time. But behind the scenes was amazing because, you know, Adrian, he put everybody together. It was well organized and, you know, it was fun. The gear was really great, and we got great sponsors. So we got all the protection and lots of gifts and, you know, met a lot of really interesting people. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, and I think they put a lot of us just together to, like, bond. Like, even still to this day, like me and Luke and Jordan and even the Reaper, I'd go play paintballing or play basketball. I think that's what they really set up, was a lot of the people that were coming in, they got us together to really communicate with one another. Because as soon as that happened, like, we were having a blast. Like, everyone was having a blast because we got to know each other throughout mm-hmm. the entire process.
Yeah, I feel like
I know each other.
I feel like I got a whole bunch of new friends now. You know, just and that's something I want to point out to you guys that are listening. If you ever have the opportunity to network in any situation, don't look to network in the situation. Look to meet people and just be a cool person. You know what I mean?
That's a great note. I think it's one of the things that I'm taking to 2015.
We got some background noise. We got some fans in the house.
Oh, yeah. I have three kids.
Oh, you do? Wow, you have three kids?
Yes.
I thought you were like 18 years old.
I know, right? It's a surprise. And
wow.
My child, but not so much.
How old are your loved ones?
My daughter is 3 and my son is 6 and then my stepson is 14. So it's a deep sea kind of brood, you know?
Wow, that's a reality show.
Yeah, my stepson loves paintball, so he's actually amazing.
Cool. Emmy, you got any kids?
No. I have 2 nieces, and I think for right now, for me, that's enough.
Yeah, you're a busy guy. Yeah, so talk about being busy, and so let's go a little bit off the topic. I said, you know, when people are networking and they're in situations, you know, talk to us, both of you guys, in your opinion, what you feel the best way of going about building your own success when you have the opportunity to do it.
You just have to create your own projects, I think, you know, and just put what, you know, kind of go out there and show what you got. You know, like if you're into comedy, you just go and start doing shows. I started doing stand-up, and a lot of things come from there, you know. It's all about work.
Yeah.
All about
and I also,
Emmy?
Yeah, I also just feel it's like, align yourself with like-minded people as well. Because I just know, especially with creating your own work, I go to the same people because I know that I can trust them. So, like, if you go to someone, especially in regards to if you want to network or anything like that, start off on a trusting relationship. Don't try to start off with, like, I want something from you. And I think when you are able to, like, show your own work and somebody gets inspired by your own work, I think that's the best way to establish a relationship off of, I like what you do, you like what I do. And let's do what we can build together, in my opinion.
That's true. Yeah, absolutely agree on that.
I agree. I think that, in fact, this is one of my openers, and what this is one of my ways of how I decide to work with somebody whenever I meet somebody. One thing I don't ever do is ask somebody, who are you and what do you do? My question is more like, how can we make a difference together?
That's amazing.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and then once you pass that point and you realize this person's got a good heart, no matter what they're doing or where they're at, they got a good heart, they're going to end up doing something positive, then okay, mm-hmm. let's see how much more we can advance. You know, this is an educational show, inspirational, motivational, excuse me. And so a lot of times we like to point out those little tips and tidbits to success. But let's talk a little bit about you guys. Let's start with ladies first, because I'm a gentleman. So Eugenia, you've done so much, and I don't even know how to do you justice. So I'm going to let you go ahead and take those reins. You know, tell us a little bit about who Eugenia Kuzmini is.
Well, philanthropist for sure. You know, I support a lot of charities, and I'm a stand-up comedian now. I do a lot of shows, and I love connecting, as you say. You know, for me, it's all about connection and kind of sharing all the, you know, fun moments and kind of being a mom and, you know, being a working mom brings a lot of comedy into my life. So that's kind of what I do, and, you know, films and TV shows and just trying to inspire people, you know, to laugh. I'm trying to lift people up.
Name maybe 3 of your biggest accomplishments in 2014.
Well, I did 2 films. One with Bill Murray, which is coming out. It's called Rock the Casbah. And I did the show The Comeback with Lisa Kudrow, who's amazing. It was a lot of fun to work with her. and these fun games. This is one, I think, of the accomplishments.
Well, congratulations on those. Okay, Emmy, same question to you.
Yeah, so for me, I always have to start this because most people don't know is that I'm actually part of a triplet with an identical brother and a fraternal sister. And yeah, I was like huge in sports, and then I got into acting by mistake. Actually, by I won't say my mistake. Let's just say it's because of a girl, because she was a theater major, and I was like, hey, I'm a theater major as well. And then yeah, it's, I think for me for 2014, it's been great. I got a chance to work with people that I like looked up to as actors. Like even the reason why I got in, like I got to work with Halle Berry on Extant, and then Will Smith, and I just got done.
I got to interrupt you. You got to work with Halle Berry. I hate you. Will you? I love you. Will you introduce me, please?
We went in the same seat together because my characters are like opposing to hers, but it was like I was on 4 episodes of Extant, which is really cool. And she's like one of the nicest people that you'll ever meet. And same with Will Smith. I'm really excited about that movie as well. It's called, it's the Untitled Concussion Project, NFL Concussion Project. It's about the NFL, it's about the concussions in the NFL. And that was a blast. That was a blast to work on. I think the three biggest things for me that I always bring down is like, I think at the very beginning of the year, I had a day job, and then I decided to just quit actually. With no savings at all, without anything. And I was like, I just want to focus completely on acting. And then I've had some of the most amazing experiences this entire year. Just the amount of, like, booking was just ridiculous. And I think you just have to do that when you dive in. Things like that just pop up. And then it's funny, as you said, the comeback, because I also worked on the comeback as well with Lisa Kudrow, which is really cool and awesome as well. And then, yeah, I think with the pizza on, I think it was a blast. Probably some of the funnest 2 days I've had in a long time. I absolutely loved it. This 2014 has been a great year.
And you know, it's funny because people like us, we're so busy in the industry and being on phone calls every 2 seconds to be able to do something like the paintball. Wasn't it just refreshing? Something just like it wasn't like therapy for us.
Oh my God! Yeah, absolutely. Running on fresh air and you know just all the adrenaline that comes up. It was so much fun.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah. I loved it because the games lasted so long. Because compared to other paintball games, it's usually like 10 minutes and then it's done. Like this one is like the match is done when the match is done, when the objection is complete. It is done. So we're playing like 50 straight minutes of paintball without a break.
Yeah, and might I add, it was quite hot, okay? It was quite hot out there in San Diego when normally it's not, but it just so happens the one time I try to pay paintball and I have like 5 articles of clothing because I don't want the pain. It was hot. It was very hot. But it was a good little workout. I think I lost about maybe 5-10 pounds, and you know. So you guys are listening to Easy Talk Live, and this is a recap of the Peace Fun Games. We're here with Emmy and Eugenia, telling you guys a little bit about their lives, a little bit about the fun of the Peace Fun Games, and what we're going to be doing with the Peace Fun Games. So we're going to go to a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we are going to talk more about that, and also maybe talk a little bit about they're actors, but how did they become actors? What are the stepping stones that they did? What are the avenues? You know, we're gonna really get into it, guys. So I hope you're enjoying the show. We will be right back. I'm your host, Eric Zulli, and go ahead and tweet me. I'm looking for your tweets. ERICZULEY. Same thing with Eugenia. What's your Twitter? Eugenia?
Yes.
What's your Twitter?
Eugenia111.
Eugenia111. And Emmy, what's your Twitter?
It's Emmy Quaker, EmmyIKWAKOR.
That was so fast. Say it one more time, a little slower.
Yeah, it is EmmyIKWAKOR.
Awesome. Yeah, this is an interactive show, guys. So we're looking for your tweets and we're looking for your questions. So we will be right back. I hope you enjoy the show.
Life is hard, but how to load it easy way. Life is hard, but how to load it easy way. Life is hard, but how to load it easy way. Life is hard, but how to load it easy way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way. Way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood. And guess what? I'm doing it the easy way. You're doing it the easy way. All of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zhu Li, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Shifty from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell, the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I've decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Hollywood It Guy here. Follow me on Twitter, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, Eric Zhuli. If you want to know how to make money on the internet and you want to be promoted the easy way, you got to check out TheEasyShow.com, TheWTV.com, and HollywoodItGuy.com. We're helping those celebrities interact with their fans, the fans interact with their celebrities, showing you the hot Hollywood content. So, hey, come do it the easy way. Check us out.
All right, guys, we are back. You're listening to Easy Talk Live on Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks, distributed to Soul Central Magazine, Music That Pays Magazine, Avant Garde Magazine, Actors Reporter, Actors Entertainment. It goes on and on and on. You can check out WTV.me and see, you know, where this goes and how we do what we do. We are here with Emmy and Eugenia, recapping about life, just chilling, chopping it up, having a good time, talking about the Peace Fund games and what not to do when you're networking. Hey, guys, are you not falling asleep on me? Are you still with me? We good?
Yeah.
We're still good. I'm good.
Okay. good, cool. So, Eugenia and Emmy, we are in 2015. New Year's resolutions. What are you guys going to do different? What's going on?
You know, I just want to, I think, be more compassionate and understanding to people. Like, you know, I think as an actor you have to be non-judgmental. And it's interesting. I met all kind of people. I think this year showed us, too, that we have to take responsibility what we put online because, you know, like with the interview coming up, you can see what you know, everything is so transparent, so you have to be more conscious of what you put, like, of your thoughts and, you know, be more open and compassionate to different kind of lives. We're so connected. This year really brought so much social media. You know, there's so many more channels to, you know, to connect and do something great.
Good resolution. Emmy, you?
For me, I think it's just letting things flow without realizing that you have to control everything. Because I think that I think especially with this year and the way that it's played out, it's just like being able to just really paying attention to the signs and kind of leading you in that direction. Because like I think like especially like the last like really 6 months just really did well without me trying to force a lot of things. So just trusting the environment and kind of going in that direction.
Okay. Now, do you guys mind if I flip the tables and completely just change the topic and just ask you something that I'm curious myself on the fact that you guys are actors and something you know, real serious has happened with the studios? Do you mind if I go a little? Are you okay with that, or you want to stick to the? I don't want to catch you off guard. Is that yes?
Sure.
No?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. So, we've had a situation with Sony Pictures with Sony. And you guys know that they've, you know, been hacked into, and I heard that the whole entire database got wiped out, and there's, you know, you guys know about that? You've been watching the news?
Yes, of course.
I do, yeah.
Okay. I want to hear your opinions, you know. What do you think that's going to do? Because, you know, Sony has connected all the other studios, and it's a pretty, you know, pretty serious thing, I think, as actors and you know, established people in the industry for a long time. In fact, you know, we're looking at Twitter right now, Eugenia. It says FBI confirms Sony Pictures threatened by hackers. You are tweeting this, so you're in the mix. Talk to us.
Oh yeah, for sure. You get involved. You know, everything is so transparent. It's it's scary in a way because, you know, it's a kind of a new war. It's a terrorist attack on freedom of, you know, and where is the border between your private life and, you know, everything else? Where is the security, you know? So I think it's a new world, and as I said, you know, we have to be more conscious about what we put out, and I think it's great that Sony released the movie on the 25th, and I think, you know, it's just an example of how the world changed and, you know, how different measures we have to take to kind of...
So you agree with them launching the movie, and it was a good decision?
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Emmy, your opinion?
It's the saying, like, whatever you're going to say is going to come out sooner or later. And I think that just has to make you really conscious of the same thing of what you're putting out there, because especially now, people can pick up anything from 10 years ago from what you said. They do it in, you know, presidential debates. They go all the way back into the person's past. So it's like, it's just really be courteous of what you're saying. And I think at the end of the day, it's like, be a good person. You know what I mean? It's like, just be a good person. It's like, you know, I'm not like trying to bash anyone, but just be a good person and say nice things about other people, because at the end of the day, that's going to come around. And at the same time, saying good things comes back around as well. Like, if they were reading emails and Sony was saying nice things about people, it would be coming around in a positive way.
So true. I think it's a lesson.
At the same time,
I think it's a lesson for us, you know, as a society, just to, you know, I think it's great that everything came transparent and we can take great things from that and, you know, move on into 2015 and just kind of get inspired to do things differently.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Great opinion. And so who do you think is going to, you know, and I'm going to ask one more little political question, then I'm going to go back to the Peace Fund games. But who do you think is going to win next year for president? Or who do you want to win?
The only people that's really the front runners that are, isn't it just basically Clinton and Bush, I think, right now, Jeb Bush and Hillary Clinton? Those are the ones that I think have somewhat jumped forward, and people are putting Elizabeth Warren in the mix. Those are the only three that I even know about. Now, for me, I have to kind of go through all the debates as well. I can't make a decision right now who I want to choose. I got to hear what everybody has to say first and foremost.
I think we need a women president. I think we need a woman in that mix, period.
I think this country needs a lot of changes, and I think it would be interesting to see, you know, what Clinton can do.
Definitely. All right, so we are going to go back to all the wonderful things that happened with the Peace Fund games and how we went to war, and so what are the three things... we'll go to you, Eugenia, first. The three things that stick out in your head the most on that wonderful experience, that first day from the beginning when you first got there, going, I have no idea what I'm doing, and I need to figure out how to change, what I need to change, and what is this paintball gun, and how do I shoot it, going to the red carpet and doing interviews and looking at that sexy man that was in a suit named Eric Zulli. And then actually being in the field. So what are the three biggest things that stick out in your head and why?
Fun, connection. You know, I really met amazing people, teamwork. It was great that we're all together in that. And then inspiration, you know, great cause. I saw a lot of people who were truly involved and, you know, they donated a lot of resources and they were fully there. So, yeah, fun, connection, and good cause.
All right, Emmy, same question to you.
For me, the community. I thought the community was absolutely amazing. If it wasn't from the pros or the celebs or kind of just the regular people that came in and played, everybody felt like we were playing for the same cause, which I thought was spectacular. And I got to say, especially the charity, playing for a cause like that in a very exciting and fun way is a blast. Like, you're doing something competitive and it's for a good cause is always a beautiful thing to see. I got to go with the paintballs. Just for people who I think were even just playing for the first time or playing for years, it doesn't matter. I think whoever you were going to have fun. even if this was the first day that you've been playing or playing for 30 years. It was just an absolute blast.
I agree, and I think for me, it was the interactive aspect of everything. I think it was so cool that the fans, which we know and love, and we can't do anything, our career is nothing without our fans and them supporting us. I think the fact that they could pay money for an amazing cause to sponsor us, and if I got hit with a paintball and I was out, I could pull a little Red Cross looking card and go, ha ha, I'm in, bam, 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 and shoot people and get and the fact that it was kind of like Hunger Games. It was really actually like Hunger Games, and you get little parachutes that were coming in and saving your butt, and you could advance and come a couple, you know, advance forward without them knowing where you are, and I think the interactiveness was amazing. Also, the fact that, like we've said before, that we met some friends. You know, we it was like everybody that was there, it was a family atmosphere. And I think everybody that was there, we all just became friends and we all just kind of got cool. And the fans can actually see that because, I mean, we've been tweeting. By the way, guys, it's hashtag PFG14. Our hashtag is hashtag EasyWay, letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y. But the Peace Fun Games is hashtag PFG14. And you'll notice if you look on Twitter, if you look on Facebook, everybody was really – they became a family. And it just it was just so much fun. And I have to say, Storage Wars, Renee, I took you out, dude. You were the first one I took out. I've never played paintball in my life. You were such a big target. No, okay. It was just – It was a blast, and so we encourage you guys next year, and all the Eugenia Kuzminia fans out there, all the Emmy fans, all the Peace Fun Games fans, all the Easy Way fans, we encourage you guys next year to really get involved, because one thing I would like to see moving forward into this 2015 wonderful year, I keep saying next year, this year, we're in this year, yay, yeah. New Year's Eve yesterday. This year, we encourage you guys to really get involved. I want to see a lot more fans. Now, what do you guys could have been done different and could have been done better, in your opinion? Mm-hmm. Eugenia, you first, please.
Well, you know, I think just the hacking, I think we should stop trying to pull pictures, private pictures of actors. It's so relevant to what they do, you know, and I think that can change. I think the aspect of, you know, our work, you know, there should be transparency, but I think that should be changed.
Are you talking about the Peace Fun Games in general, or are you talking about just...
Oh, no, no, no. Oh, you mean the Peace Fun Games. What should be changed that? Sorry, I didn't understand your question.
That's a good opinion, too. I think a lot of celebrities would agree with you, yeah? Okay, so let's talk Peace Fun Games. What do you think should have been done different in your opinion? How can we enhance it and make it better?
You know, it was so much fun. It's hard to say. I think we should just do more of these games and, you know, bring more girls. That's what I would say.
Good answer. I was gonna say, that's a cop-out answer. You know things. You can always advance. You can always get better. But I like that. Bring more girls. I agree with that one. I think, yeah, definitely. Bring more girls. And that's up to you. So that means that this year you're going to bring more girls for us, right?
I will.
Wonderful battle girlfriend. Okay, cool. Awesome. See, I feel the big smile on Emmy's face. Emmy's like, yeah, all right. I'm definitely going to be there. I'm inviting. All right, so Emmy, your turn. What do you think, in your opinion, could have been done different and could make it better this year?
Well, it's tough because it was the first year, you know, and I think just having the word out completely, but it's the first year, and I think the fact that, you know, that you're hearing the people that actually played had so much fun. And it was exciting, and the atmosphere that was actually missed, I think that just carries into the next year. So I think it's more – I wouldn't necessarily change anything. I think the fact is that people weren't able to go and missed it and missed the opportunity to actually play actually fuels it more for next year. Be like, yo, you should come next year because we did it last year, and it's a blast.
Okay, that's a great opinion. So you're saying that you'd like to see more fans. You'd like to see more community and interaction. You'd like to see more of a turnout.
It was more of a turnout, but it was the first year, and you know, and I think it's just going to get bigger. So that's I won't even say that's a bad thing at all. It was the first year, and I already know without a doubt next year it's going to be bigger.
Oh, so I agree, and you know, I think that we should definitely, you know, if you guys can give a round of applause for the wonderful Peace Fund Games team and everything that they did. You know, there was over, I think, 15 different people that were involved, and I'm very involved in the behind the scenes. I'm actually an advisory board member on the Peace Fund Games, guys. And there's social media teams, there's PR teams, there's logistics teams, there's a lot that goes into developing and producing something like this. And props to Adrian, man. He's not just an actor and a director and philanthropist, but props to Adrian for coming up with an idea like this, because I really see this going big, because people have been trying to make the paintball thing big for a long time, but I've never seen anybody try to incorporate the celebrities in Hollywood in with paintball. Go ahead. Let me hear your opinion.
Yeah, it's great. You know, I think it's such an innovative idea, and it just, you know, like you said, like Hunger Games, it's so much fun. Something really relevant, and I think the word spreads out, and, you know, we're doing it for a great cause, so next year it will be bigger.
Yeah, I also feel just, again, it's like when you're saying bring all the celebs in, it's like, yeah, and it just made them a community, and I think that's the biggest thing about what I like about this, the Peace Fund Games, is that it was bringing everybody together. It was a great way to bring, you know, even professional paintballers or celebs or celebs with their fans and everything. It was just a great community that was set up.
I agree 100%. And again, guys, it's a really interactive thing, and props to Colin Pelton for his social media wizardry. I wanted to make sure we give him a name shout out. I mean, props to everybody that's on the team. I can't shout out everybody, but you can go to the peacefundgames.org and you can see everybody that's involved. And so are you guys, do you think that you had a good enough experience in where you guys will invite celebrity friends and people that you know to be a part of the games this year?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah,
I would do anything.
Any particular names that you have that pop out of your head that you might want to invite that we can sneak and leak a little bit for the fans? A little something, people? Anybody?
Everybody from LA Models and IMG Models, all the girls from there, and I'll definitely bring my husband. He's a great producer. You know, he did Fury, so it was kind of a action thing. Bill Block, he's great, and a few actor friends, definitely.
I think you just doubled the fan base right there, Eugenia. You just said everybody from LA Models. I'm in.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Good to go.
I just heard cha-ching. No, I'm kidding. But that's cool. And Emmy, anybody that pops out in your head?
I have such a vast array of like friends that on different shows, TV shows, like there's a lot. And it just keeps going every year. I'm just blanking out right now. But yeah, I know there's a bunch of people I'm going to be inviting.
Ah, you cop out answer. You know you. All right. Well, now we'll tweet it. How about that? We'll come up with some potential people. We'll tweet it out there. I'm just trying to really get people, you know, excited. About the next year's games. It's gonna definitely be amazing. I'm gonna be providing. Hopefully, I don't know if anybody knows, but I actually represent the top franchise for Domino's Pizza. And I'm a host with them. I was actually just flown to New Orleans, to Mississippi. We just did a big Christmas light show, and we're pitching them for the NFL as well as the Peace Fund Games right now. And they work with Coca-Cola, and you know, maybe we get a giant pizza party going, you know, and get Domino's up in there and get some Domino's logos. And so if you like pizza, then do not miss the Peace Fund Games.
Heaven. What else do you need?
Yeah.
It's definitely heaven. So, also, guys, I want to invite you guys. I do this all the time. We actually have a 3-day convention center at the Los Angeles Convention Center. We have a 3-day expo for cultural creatives, people that want to empower, educate, motivate, inspire. Cultural creatives, there's over 200 million of them in the United States. and it's a giant magic show for business owners that want to make a difference. So we're going to be doing a giant event on February 28th, 29th, and March 1st, and we also have an event at Paramount Pictures with Oprah and Steven Spielberg a week before that. And so for being on the show, I definitely want to extend my invitation to you guys to come do it the easy way, come enjoy yourselves, come have fun if you're not too busy and you're not out of town, because I know that you're working actors, and congratulations on that.
Thank you. We'd love to check it out.
Definitely. So last but not least, guys, we have a lot of inspiring actors, inspiring producers, people that want to build themselves more. My last question to we'll start with Eugenia. The models out there, the people that want to be in Eugenia's footsteps. You know, what are some of the tips you can give as far as going to auditions? Poses and just things that they might experience and run into. How can we make it a little bit easier on their path?
You mean to be a model or an actor?
Model, actor, everything. It's best.
Well, you know, I think I was talking to a lot of casting directors, and the industry changed so much. I think people are looking for more authenticity, so I would advise just be yourself. And, you know, I have an accent, and it never was kind of a problem for me. So I think just, you know, open your heart and be whoever you are, be authentic in the role, and have faith, have trust, create your own work, do the showcase, and have a great mental attitude. That's everything.
Great opinion. I like that. I like that answer. Emmy, same question to you.
I'll start off with casting as well, and what she said is spot on. But I also think when people go into auditions, especially actors, there's always kind of this weird actor versus casting director mentality. And it's like, I think the biggest thing is you just need to go in there is go in with the mentality that you just want to collaborate with them at the same time. Go in and ask questions, like, and have both of you as the actor and the casting director mold the character that that the director wants to see and producers want to see. It's like, really go in there, be yourself, be humbled, and just have a conversation with them. And I think a lot of people kind of just go in and get out, but at the same time, casting doesn't know who you are at all, and there's no reason that they'd fight for you. Like, give them a reason to fight for you when you go inside of the room and start that conversation. And also, I think, and you hear this a lot, but it's like it is the truth that if you want to do this, you have to dive in. You know what I mean? To me, I feel that it's like any other profession. You gotta do your work, and it can happen at any time. But you have to do your work just like it is as a doctor or anything. There's steps, and you just gotta do it, and you gotta love it, and you got to have fun. And I think that's the biggest thing that a lot of people don't do when they go in. It's, you know, they think about it, I have to do this, I have to do that. But, like, no, right? At the end of the day, it pans out. You get the work that you're supposed to get. And I bring up Eddie Redmayne, which I got to say, you got to watch The Fear of Everything because it's an amazing movie with an amazing performance. But I remember this is a guy that just got nominated for an Oscar, who's going to get nominated for an Oscar, but he just auditioned for The Hobbit and I think another movie, and he, like, just did awful in the auditions. So don't pay attention on, like, every single audition like you should, but the right role will come to you. And you just got to think about that, because think about it, you're going to be in the career for, you know, 60, 70 years, which is a great thing about our profession. And just do your work, collaborate, and be a good person.
You know, that's interesting what you said. So you said that with casting directors – And mind you, guys, this is coming from an established working actor. You said the casting directors, it's good to collaborate with them and kind of get rapport. And I thought that they don't want to be bothered.
No, I think when you're in the room, it's like you want them to be on your side, because it's the same thing like any interview. If you just come in and you just, hey, I'm just going to do this and then I'm just going to leave, they're not getting anything from you. You know what I mean? And I think the biggest thing when I go in is just like make sure – when I talk with them, I make sure they're like, yeah, I know who this character is. You know what I mean? And they know where you're trying to go with the character, because at the same time, they want to be involved as well. It's a collaborative process, and I think they have to know, because at the same time, like when you're on set, that's a collaborative process as well. You're just displaying the exact same thing that you're going to be doing on set, and that's it. It's like go in the room, act like you're on set. If you have a question and you're not going to ask the director, if you have a question, like go in, ask the question, mold the character with them in the room. Like I know you want to come in with a role intact and doing that, but if you have questions and everything, get the casting on your side. Like, do that. They will fight for you. And I'm telling you that, like, this year is a huge example of it. It's just like, I go in, have confidence in who I am, and collaborate with them. And they fight for you. And it's a cool thing to see.
Yeah, you have to see casting directors as people. You know, a lot of times I think we kind of put mental label on that, you know, so, like if you start as an actor. But, yeah, I think your intention, you know, it has to be a collaboration. I so agree with you on that completely. And the mental attitude, you know, just have to be kind of like you have to be mindful of what they go through in their work. If they have a good day or a bad day, you kind of have to, you know, see what's happening in the room. And
yeah. And I think the part that I brought up was about, like, I'll clarify it a little bit more, but just getting the right roles. And I think that takes the pressure off of you. And I think that's the big thing. It's just like, think, oh, my God, I have to book this. 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 It's like, take that pressure off of you. Realize that you're going to be in this business for a long time. Do your work. Do what you need to do. Collaborate in the room because the right roles will come for you. Don't put so much pressure on every single audition because, first off, they can read that and they can see that.
Okay. Hey, Eugenia, one question for you. My next magazine cover, are you going to be my friend? Are you going to do the cover with me?
I'd love to, yes. Let's do some bikini shots. I'm ready.
Exactly. Yay, you just made all the kids so happy. So thank you so much, guys. Now, before I let you guys go, I'm actually going to play a quick little shout-out situation, and if you guys could follow what you hear afterwards, I'm not going to be when it stops. If you guys could, Eugenia, we'll start with you. If you could give us a little shout out and kind of follow what you hear, we really appreciate it so we can help, you know, promote and build. And we'd love to get you endorsement of the Easy Way Broadcasting of the show if you enjoyed yourself. We'd
sure.
Really, really appreciate it. All right, so we're going to go ahead and play this quick little endorsement commercial. And thank you so much for you guys' time today. And we're going to be tweeting like crazy. We're going to be Facebooking. We're going to be getting people involved, right? We're going to be hashtagging and just, you know, guys, the show does not stop on podcasts. You can follow it on social media. It never stops. We're going to be chit-chatting and joking with each other and just having a blast, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
happy
absolutely.
New Year.
All right,
happy New Year.
Happy New Year. So don't go anywhere. Go ahead and listen to this. And afterwards, if you guys can do a little shout-out, we'd appreciate it. You guys are listening to Easy Talk Live on Easy Way Broadcast and powered by WTV Networks, nationally syndicated all over the world and distributed to hard copy printed magazines. 2015 is going to be a great year, and we appreciate you guys for listening. We'll be right back.
Life is hard for how to load it easy way. Life is hard for how to load it easy way. Life is hard for how to load it easy way. Life is hard for how to load it easy way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way, you're doing it the easy way, all of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zhu Li, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Shifty from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell, the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I've decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Hollywood is...
Your turn, Eugenia.
I'm Eugenia Kuzmina from Russia with Love, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, how you guys doing? My name is Emmy at Quark. I like the awards, and I'm doing it. My name is Emmy at Quark. I like the awards, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Awesome, awesome. Well, second time's the charm, I guess, in this case. All right, guys, thank you so much for being on the show. We appreciate it. I hope you enjoyed your time. Thank you so much for helping to advance and promote and raise more awareness for the Peace Fund Games and what they stand for and what they're about, as well as Easy Way. And we are the skeleton key of corporate Hollywood, and we appreciate you being part of our family. And thank you once again for coming on the show. Last final words, friends and family, any shout-outs to anybody you want to shout out to?
Peace Fund Games 2015.
I second that. Peace Fund Games 2015. And happy
awesome.
New Year, everybody, as well.
Happy, happy New Year. So I am going to pop on a song, guys, from Sam Sarpong, which is not even really out yet, but I'm cool like that. This is actually a song called Believe in Yourself, because this has been a very inspiring show. It's been an amazing interview. I really appreciate your guys' time, and looking forward to doing it again and having you guys, you know, just kind of moving with the Easy Way movement. Congratulations on your success, Emmy. Congratulations on your success, Eugenia. Any way we can be of support of your path to success and helping others, we'd be glad to do so.
Thank you. The same to you. Congratulations.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Thanks so much, man.
All right, guys, so you're listening to Easy Talk Live. That was Emmy and Eugenia. We're going to go ahead and listen to Believe in Yourself by Sam Sarpong, which is a just guru. He's just such a guru. He's actor, model, host,
yeah.
Rapper, everything, producer, everything guy. And he's also inspiring. He goes to school. He talks to kids. And he just wants to help everybody. He's just an amazing individual. This is Sam Sarpong, Believe in Yourself.
Yeah. You know, sometimes in life we all go through that struggle. We gotta create our own destiny and run our own race. The race is over, to hell with the chasing. Got my own lane, my own situation. This is my time and this is my moment. Watch me shine and watch how I own it. Been running for a long time, looking to the next lane. But half the people in the world ain't showing pain. They don't know the struggle, they don't know the grind. They only see the glance, they only see the shine. So many dues that I paid on the app. Jobs that I did for no revenue. I had a big plan with a big goal, and now I'm big time, so I can't afford.
You gotta believe in yourself, so you can keep pushing through. They can say what they want, it'll come back to you.
In the journey of life, you're guaranteed to fall. Watch a baby make moves as it starts to crawl. So many times that I fell flat, had to bounce back. But I knew in my mind I'm on the right track. Never gave up, never let down. Some come and go, but I'm still around. And I'ma make it, born with a strong mind. Watch me take it now, it's my time. The race is over, to hell with the chasing. Got my own lane, my own situation. This is my time and this is my moment. Watch me shine and watch how I own it. Same haters from the past, now they see me on my marathon. No sleep, no rest till the early morn. Had to sacrifice to my own fam. Now they understand, none easy, kids, believe me. Reach for the stars, know it ain't breezy. But in the long run, you gon' stand tall. You gon' be around for the long haul.
You gotta believe in yourself, so you can keep working through. They can say what they want, it'll come back to you.
I keep my faith in God and it keeps me grounded. Pedal to the metal and I'm still pounding. Race supreme, only way to go. You got the afterlife and the after show. So let it all hang, let it all out. Keep your faith high, let them all shout. Yeah, I'ma let them know we about to blow. We playing with house money, so watch us go. The race is over, to hell with the chasing. Got my own lane, my own situation. This is my time and this is my moment. Watch me shine and watch how I own it. Fast and furious and I'm running in the fast. Last mile now, so I'ma maintain. Did the hard work, and this pay off. Fourth quarter, and this is play off. Need a new ring, I'm a new champ. Call me Ali, got my own stamp. Never look back, only go for. Race is over, found my own source.
Believe in yourself, so you can keep pushing through. They can say what
Guitar Pong, Believe in Yourself with the beautiful Isabella, I believe. I believe that was the singer. If I'm wrong, I apologize. But that was Believe in Yourself. It was an exclusive song. He's not out yet. But that's how we do it the easy way. Hope you post your comments on what you think. I think it's a hit. I definitely think it's a hit. Speaking of music and songs, we got a really special guest. I'm proud to bring her on. She's a very good friend of mine. And we actually are going to give you guys some inside conversation info. Now, mind you, nothing is confirmed yet, but we always do this. This is called the Inside Info Magic, the easy way. I don't know. I just made the name up. But Paula Costas, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you. Thank you very much. How's it going?
Going good, going good. Now, Paula, you are pretty much the I guess you could actively say the VP of Thump Records with Universal Music Group, and you guys have distribution to over 500 stores. You have rights to all the music from the 1970s and up. I mean, you guys are doing amazing things. You have TV. You're just doing it. You're doing it real big.
Yes, correct. And we are doing a new era of for the new year, so we're bringing in new artists. But yes, we're pretty much the king of old school and all that stuff. So I'm really excited. And yes, I am pretty much the VP and the executive of marketing and all that. So I'm really excited for this new year. We have new plans. Hopefully Eric is a part of all that, correct? Eric.
Yeah. We okay. So this is the leaking. This is part of the. This is the inside conversation. But my fans love this part. This is it's just the juice.
We'll
the
just
juicy,
keep that.
The juiciness. So, in what type of conversations have we been having as far as what may potentially happen in 2015? Because I know that we have a ton of artists that are like drooling right now. Where the second they heard Thump Records and Universal, those two words, they're like, I want to know what's going on. What's going on? Easy way. Oh, well, so tell them what's going on.
Oh, well, we got some major marketing big plans to bring out the new artists, and of course we're going to do it the easy way, and that's what we're looking into, the big era of Thump Records rebranding and just bringing out the old school meets the new school kind of status, and I'm really excited to see that happen. So that's where we're at right now. We're working on it, and we have a couple deals on the table pending. Hopefully, blow it up on the corporate side.
Definitely. And I know that you also are representing and working with Turbo, Michael Boogaloo Shrimp,
yes,
which is supposed to be doing his segment right now, but he's late. Where's Turbo Time at? And the fans are waiting, but it's all good. We love him, and we're going to actually go to another song here. We're going to go, because I got to be honest with you guys, I got to use the restroom. If I don't use the restroom, I'm going to explode. So
okay,
we're going to go to don't go anywhere, Paula, if you don't mind. But we're going to go to an awesome song. This song is actually called Illuminate. And the reason I'm putting the song on, Paula, is I want you to hear one of the artists that we work with that is an amazing, amazing artist. And I want to get your opinion afterwards. And this is Illuminate by Destiny, and I want everybody's opinion. And this is a executive with Thump Records and Universal listening to the music. Let's see what happens. I'm excited.
All right.
I said, hold on. I accidentally touched the wrong button, and that was such a cool intro. Hold on, let me try this again. Easy Talk Live. Easy Talk Live. Destiny says Illuminate. All right, Destiny, amazing, blah, blah, blah. Great, Illuminate. Let's try this again. Press the button and work. Here we go. Woo-hoo.
Take my heart. Cause in your rays, I know I'm loved. So when I look for too long, I lose my sight. Cause your love's so strong.
For those of you guys that might just be tuning in, this is an executive with Thump Records and Universal Music Group. What did you think of that song, Illuminate?
Wow, awesome, awesome. I felt the vibration. I felt the whole move on that. It's like you want to get up in the club and shake that thing. That's awesome. I like that feel.
Oh, yeah, she's got a lot of people to shake that thing when she does her thing. Trust me, she's a beautiful
right.
DJ, as well as performer, as well as producer. She produces her own music. She directs her own music videos. She's a one beautiful man army. And guess what, guys?
Awesome.
We got Turbo Time in the house. We got Mr. Michael Bogalow Shrimp. Michael Bogalow Shrimp. Turbo Time's in the house. Turbo
Buenos
Time.
Días, feliz año. God bless you guys.
I love the way she move it, the way she works her feet. Easy way.
Are you guys ready for the new easy? Just kidding, I already did the intro. We won't do all that. What's up, Michael? Turbo. What's up, man?
Well, good morning to
year.
You, and we're doing a happy new year and another new year, doing it the easy way. I am so honored to be here in conversation with Paula and Thump Records. This is a very good time right now because, you know, one of the things about Thump Records and my association with them, when we did the films, Breaking and Electric Boogaloo, both films were filmed on location in Los Angeles. But in the second film, we filmed in East Los Angeles, which was Lincoln Heights, El Sereno, Arts of Whittier, and whatnot. And the images that we pretty much put on screen resonate right now with all the racial tension that the country is plagued with. You know, the thing about Breaking Two and Thump Records has employed Latino and African American artists, and the young kids and the people on the streets, they see those images and they see that we're getting along in harmony. They see that we are trying to elevate our minds from just, you know, getting involved in negativity. And that's why it's really a blessing to be working in conjunction with the whole Easy Way franchise and Thump, because our mission this year is to help people to understand not only our background, but what our goals are. You know, we want to put out quality music. We want to do family-oriented things. You know, we also want the kids to dance and have fun, like Paula and Bill Walker. They love to see kids have fun. They love good music. You know, you yourself, Eric, you like to see people, especially your work with the disabled veterans and, you know, the police departments and law enforcement. You know, you guys have shown and given the glory to a lot of people who don't really get a chance to shine. And so today is a new day. You know, I want everybody that's in the area of West Covina to come out to the new Thump Record store at the West Covina Plaza Mall. It's January 2nd. You know, we start a meet and greet, and Thump has a lot of product that they're coming out with. It's a new year. In West Covina, we will be there. And take it, Eric. What is your thoughts about the trend? Because you know a lot about dance. What is your thoughts about this whole dubstep thing?
Oh, that's one of the reasons I played that song with Destiny. Dubstep is the next wave of dance mixed with music. That just it's the next wave of feel good vibe. That's what I think of dubstep. I think it's a new wave that people are going to really follow. That's going to be a positive wave, and that's why I'm very supportive of dubstep and the way it sounds. And just like Paula said, when you heard that music, you know, it just gets you excited. It gets you happy inside. It just makes you want to smile. You know, and that's what I'm about. So dubstep all the way. Yes, West Covina guys. The Covina. I think it's called Plaza Covina or Plaza West Covina. It's a mall in West Covina near LA. Thump Records does have a store. And you said January 2nd. That's actually tomorrow. So are you aware of that? You're so busy.
Yeah, no, it's definitely tomorrow, and make sure that they can go on the Thump Records website, you know, Thump Records website to check out the info, but it's definitely, and then look up, you can Google or Yahoo Thump Records store in West Covina, California, and I'm sure that they'll have something online, but yeah, it starts at 4 p.m., but you probably want to get there early to kind of get a look at the merchandise and stuff and see what they got before the actual event starts. But I just want to bring up something. I did a thing with a group. I'm getting a lot of international attention from the United Kingdom, and there was a group called Swiss Beats, and they actually asked me to if they could use my footage from my movie Breaking Two, since it just got reissued on DVD not that long ago as a box set. They said, yeah, can we use your broom dance number to incorporate in our new video? And so the video is on YouTube under Swiss Beats. I think it's called I Got the Power. And what's really interesting, when the video came out, a lot of the dubstep came from the United Kingdom, from Europe, like that trans Euro, that trance and trap music and all that stuff. So a lot of the DJs were spinning the dubstep. And if you look back at the movie Breaking, when I did my broom dance number, the actual track was by a German band called Kraftwerk. Now, Kraftwerk was from Germany, Deutschland, and a lot of the young kids started really, like, kind of just getting into that electronic thing. And after this video that I just did with Swiss Beats, I pretty much got this really ultimate title. They're calling me the father of dubstep dancing, meaning a lot of these kids on YouTube, they're doing dubstep dancing. They don't call it pop locking or boogalooing or break dancing. When they do the freestyle dancing that we as old school people know, they title it dubstep. It's a new moniker, but they're calling me the father of dubstep dance. And that's like, I mean, it's still blowing me away, because I tell you what, a lot of people are starting to recognize what I did after the movie Breaking. You know, my robotics job with on the show Family Matters, Steve Urkel. When I played the Steve Urkel robot, I didn't just take the part. I was actually, at that point in my life, trying to document and archive my style of liquid animation. Liquid animation, it incorporates mime, it incorporates robotics, and it incorporates a lot of stop motion movements. So when I did that part on Family Matters, you're seeing a real guy without any CGI or blue screen in a suit executing certain movements that sometimes animators or special effects people would get in stop motion. So I just think it's a really good time because I'm getting a lot of accolades for the whole contribution to the dubstep revolution, this whole movement. And so with that said, Paula,
yes,
we discussed it. Let them know what we're trying to do as far as my music.
Oh, yeah, we're going to do the whole nine yards. I really want to see the whole new turbo era as well with the new dubstep music, the new whole era of dancing. I mean, I love the old school. I mean, I totally love the old school breakdancing stuff and all that. And I'm hoping that we can combine a little bit of both in between all that and then also get hopefully soon turbo into the actual music industry and get him crossed into all that. And I'm really excited to see that happen because I know that he's working with a few well-known producers, correct, Turbo?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And you know what? Hopefully we will get to have that meeting with Egyptian Lover. For those people who don't know, Egyptian Lover, the electronic legend for funk electro music, him and I, we did a documentary, which is on YouTube, called Breaking and Entering. It was a documentary dance film about the subculture of Los Angeles. Now, this was before my movie Breaking. So after that came out, which it was pretty much an underground documentary like Wild Style or, you know, some of the underground videos. But the point is, after we did the documentary, both of our careers went off. We went off to do, you know, different ventures. Well, now we most recently reconnected. They had a 30th anniversary recently of this. It was like a little hub for all the hip hop elements, graffiti, scratching, and rapping. It was called the Radiotron. It was off of 7th and Alvarado, you know, on the outskirts of Echo Park. Well, back in the day, all of us used to go there. And actually, the history says that when Madonna came to Los Angeles to try to get a recording contract, she used to frequent that club, and she dated a guy named Jellybean Benitez. Jellybean Benitez was the DJ, is the house DJ of the club. And so that was like pretty much the mecca hub of spawning greatness for the hip-hop elements or anybody that was into New Wave or trying to get a deal. So Egyptian Lover and I, we just reconnected at an anniversary not that long ago. And I just recently spoke to him about my merger with Thump Records, and he's very, very interested in working with me on some dance tracks. So everybody stay tuned. You know, I do have a verbal that Egyptian Lover and I are going to work on something to try to give the dancers and the dubstep people what they want and also tickle the ears of people who love old school music, kind of give them that nostalgia, and bring something new to the Thump Records franchise, but also to the kids that want to dance. You know, there's still a lot of baby boomers and people that, you know, can, you know, drop the suit and get their sweats out and forget the cardboard. They're like, you know what, I got some new kicks. I'll put on my Air Jordans, I'll buck the move. And Eric, matter of fact, I hear you got some moves. I hear you got a background in dance. What's up with that?
I got a little something. That's for people to tune in and enjoy. So we don't have too much more time left. I do want to touch on the event tomorrow specifically because we do have a lot of people that are in the Los Angeles area. If people do want to go to it, what can they expect if they end up visiting that store? And why would people want to come to this event tomorrow? And what is that background noise? That is so cool. What is that awesome drumming of a looks like a cup banging on a counter or sounds like a cup?
Oh! Well, it's the new year. Got to taste some new flavor.
Yeah, She has that, but I got Alicia's keys. Look. She keeps on falling in and out of love.
Well, Turbo, you want to go ahead and let us know, and then I'll just close out.
What can we expect? It's the anniversary now. This is the anniversary of Breaking 2. And it's showing on cable. There's been a lot of 80s retro stuff going on, and people that love pop locking and dancing. We can go and we can exchange stories and stuff, and we do meet and greet. But, you know, I have a special guest that's going to show up. Egyptian Lover is scheduled to show up unannounced, but he's scheduled today. But I also have somebody who was a gem, who was a very serious dancer, who was in Breaking 2. He's going to do a demonstration. And you know
right
what?
On.
If Thump Records spins some music while everybody's going and checking out their new merchandise and their new CDs, the thing is, we might just have a Soul Train line. Anything's possible, so stay tuned and just show up. And matter of fact, I will have rare memorabilia on sale, on the spot that is not online. I will have some autographs of memorabilia for sale. So come on down and get it, because it won't be online, but I'm going to be selling it direct. And also, you'll get a chance to get a photo op. As a matter of fact, if you're really into Breaking and the whole Thump Records thing, come on down, bring your CDs or bring whatever you have, and like for a small donation, whatever, you know, I'll sign your memorabilia, I'll sign your autographs. But just check us out, because we're in town for a limited time. You know, this is a grand opening. Come and support Thump. Everybody that loves old school, everybody that loves the new consciousness of good music. Look at him. Bruno Mars just came out with that song, Uptown Funk. Okay, well, guess what? That's a hot song. But before he came out with that song, Thump Records has the goods. They got a serious catalog. They got serious artists that are from different genres. So come out and check out what they got, and check out the gear, and get with us, and let us meet this new generation, and start a new year off, and doing it the easy way.
Awesome, awesome. Yes, come out to Thump Records, the new retail store that's been there. Just, we barely got there, so we're looking at a new year with it and a new era of it. You know what? You know, doing it the easy way. Hopefully this year, and I'm looking forward to all that. So come out tomorrow between 4 and 6. This is when we'll be having Turbo Time live in the retail store at the West Covina Mall. That's in West Covina.
Do you know the address?
The address over there? Turbo, do you have the address with you?
You know what? I don't have it on hand, but for all the listeners that are in tune, all you have to do is just go online and look up West Covina Plaza Mall. And the Thump Records store at the West Covina Plaza Mall. It's the only mall in West Covina, California. And I believe you take the 605 to the 10. And you get off of maybe on San Francisco or one of those. But I know it's off the 10 freeway.
We'll look it up. We'll get the address and we'll put it on our fans page, Easy Way Broadcasting. And so it sounds like it's going to be a fun venture. And sounds like it's going to be a great year. And, appreciate it, guys. Appreciate all the awesome updates. And Turbo Time is always a blast. We always get so many cool little stories in the wonderful wonderful world of Boogaloo. So you guys, I hope you've enjoyed today's show. We've even had some opinions from celebrities and their political standpoints on Sony and the situation happening with that. We've had some awesome advice on how you can be possibly more successful in acting or modeling. We've had some recaps of the Peace Fund Games, which is the only celebrity paintball tournament and games. It's a brand new thing. They're going to be doing it again this year. We've had the legend himself here, Boogaloo Shrimp, Turbo Time. You guys can go hang out with him in person and get pictures and whatever you want to do at West Covina Mall tomorrow. We have an executive with Thump Records and partnered with Universal Music Group that's given you their opinions, and it's just been amazing. And so if you guys want to follow up with this show, as we always do, you can go to Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook or Easy Way Broadcast, letter E, letter Z, Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter. Hashtag Easy Way. Don't forget it. Hashtag letter E, letter Z, WAY. And, that's how we do it. Yes, yes,
Eric,
yes.
If I could bring up the last but not least, we are definitely looking for Thump Steppers for Thump Records in the new year. We are going to go into our version what's after dubstep, and we call it thumpstepping. So if anybody comes down there that has some dancing shoes, we want to see your best rendition of what you consider a thumpstep. We want to see people thumpstepping. We want to see thumpsteppers. We want to see girls, kids, everybody. We want you
That's
on
correct.
The spot and to hit it and do the thumpstep. And
That's
to Instagram
correct.
It and Twitter it.
I like that.
That's
do the
correct.
Thumpstep. That's a cool song. Do the thumpstep.
That's
hey,
right.
We don't pump it. We don't pump it. We thump it. Thump it up.
Because we ain't thumping around. We don't thump around, right? So, all right, guys. So,
next time you tell somebody, tell them, get the thump out of here.
Exactly. And also, one last announcement. You guys know that we're doing the Los Angeles Convention Center Ascent Expo, 3-day expo at the Los Angeles Convention Center. Easy Way is going to have a 20 by 20 size booth. We are going to be holding, you know, fun casting situations, celebrity photo ops, interviews. We're going to be doing a lot of things. We're going to be supporting and showcasing some of our celebrity friends' clothing lines. We're going to be having Boogaloo Shrimp do some fun dance moves and acting
I'm
like a Mayim or
he's
a thumb step it up. We're going to have executives. We're going to have so many things there. It's going to be amazing. Do not miss it. Ascent Expo. Come to our booth. Come hang out with us. It's a 40-foot red carpet. Lots of surprises. Here's a little bit more information on Ascent Expo. Do not forget, tune in next week, guys. We got another amazing guest, another amazing show, doing it the easy way. I hope you guys enjoyed today's show. Boogaloo Shrimp, thank you so much. Paula, thank you
thump
so
record.
Much.
Thump it up, thump it up.
You're welcome. And have you, all you guys that are listening, have a good, happy, positive, blissful year 2015. Thank
thump
you very much, Eric.
Thump it, peace and love.
Happy New Year. This is a little information
happy,
on Ascent Expo for you guys.
Boom, 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 boom. Boom, boom, boom.
Innovation, philanthropy, consciousness, and commerce collide with Hollywood at the 2015 Ascent Expo at the Los Angeles Convention Center on February 27th through March 1st. Get your company, idea, or cause exposed at this historic event, featuring beauty, fashion, art, and music on an enormous center stage with 50 electrifying performances, tens of thousands of people, and a star-studded red carpet. Experience an overwhelming flow of potential customers, clients, business partners, collaborators, and investors. Prime exhibitor space and sponsorships are selling fast. Visit AscentExpo.com. That's AscentExpo.com.
You have been listening to Easy Talk and doing it the easy way on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, internationally known radio and TV personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric Easy Zuli. His work has been recognized by Congress. The city and county of Los Angeles have honored him with an award in his name. To find out more about Eric and Easy Way Broadcasting, follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli and check him out on HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening.
Something like that.